There's a lot of news happening all around the world and right here at home. Time to find out what's trending.
What's trending? Happening now.
So some really good news for the economy. Outstanding news. President, we're here. We would call it bigly news. 250,000 jobs. 250,000 jobs were added in the month of October. The unemployment rate is at 3.7%, still the lowest since December of 1969. And they've seen gains across all of the sectors. You saw 25,000 more jobs in transportation, 30,000 more jobs in construction, 32 in manufacturing, 36,000 jobs in healthcare. But the biggest deal for a lot of people, you saw hourly wages increase by over 3%, the biggest gain since April of 2009. We're told from the left that wages are stagnant. People aren't able to get by. The only people who are able to survive are the one percenters, the greedy capitalists who are taking these tax cuts that the Republicans give, and they're hanging on to it, and you guys are suffering. Although when they say suffering, $27.30, those are the hourly wages. That's the average now. You're being told lie after lie after lie about the economy from the left, and they've been doing this for several years now. They told us that we would never see the kind of growth that we saw, and yet here it is, we're seeing it. They told us that wages are stagnant, and yet here they are growing. They told you, oh, we're not going to really be able to bring back that many jobs, and yet that's exactly what we're doing. We have record numbers of people who are back on the job market looking for work. We have record numbers of jobs being filled thanks to this economy. And above all of the other issues that we talk about, from immigration and national security to health care, the one issue that matters the most, because it impacts us the most, is the economy, and the economy is doing well. And that's what's on the line this Tuesday. That's what's on the line, this economy. That's literally what you're voting on when you decide, like Dave from Lake Stevens did, to vote for Susan Hutchison for Senate. Because he sent us a text message on the None Better Tax Resolution Hotline. That's what this is about. That's what it's about for Adrian from Renton, who voted for Dino Rossi. It's about the economy. The Democrats do not have your best interests in mind. The reason why the economy is doing so well is because of that Republican-led tax cut. The Republicans did that. Remember, the Democrats said they wouldn't have done it. Democrats said they would not do this and did not do this because they don't want to give any tax cuts to the so-called wealthy. So-called wealthy. The wealthy folks who have decided to pass along those tax savings into investments in companies that are now hiring more than they have before. Money that they decided to put into your bank accounts via one-time perks into increased hourly wages. That's what this is about. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney was just on Fox News. He says everyone's income is increasing.
The blue-collar folks are actually, their wages are growing faster than the folks at the top end, and everybody's income is growing faster than inflation, and that's the key. So there's actual more real money to put in your pocket every single day.
This is why we just got a text from someone, again, on the None Better Tax Resolution Hotline, 1-800-465-8770. This is why a Democrat decided to vote Republican down the line. Change is needed. The kind of change where we get low unemployment numbers.
Again, it's that dynamism that comes to the economy and the better government finances that come from it. Government revenues go up. Government expenditures go down. If you have a job, you're not on food stamps. Keep in mind, buried in these numbers is the fact that 1.3 million people who had given up and just left the job force permanently under President Obama have come back since the election. 1.3 million people have had hope again that comes from having full-time work. So, again, the numbers are all good. We do think they're sustainable.
They are sustainable. They are sustainable. They're sustainable so long as you put into office Republicans who care about the economy in this exact way. Republicans understand that when you treat businesses fairly, the end result are you as the worker gets treated fairly, that the profits get passed on to you. Now, the president is trying to make this all about the caravan. I understand why he's doing that. Strategically, it makes sense, I suppose. to talk about immigration when that particular topic is important to a lot of folks, and people even down the middle or independents tend to lean on the side of Republicans, which is why yesterday the president was out there demanding the caravan stop before it reaches the United States.
So let me begin by stating that these illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now because they're wasting their time. They should apply to come into our country. We want them to come into our country.
I understand why he's making a big deal about immigration. Strategically, I understand it, but I wonder if we should not be talking exclusively about the economy. Exclusively to the folks in Silverdale this morning, or Sammamish, or Issaquah, or Black Diamond, and Renton, and Auburn, and Puyallup, and Bellevue, and Redmond, and the list goes on and on, because I can name every single city that this station reaches. And this economic news is important to you. Immigration may be important, but immigration doesn't impact you in Algona or Sammamish or Milton, the gem of Pierce County, the way that the economy news does. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending at the movies?
It's Friday. You know what that means? It means I get to talk movies. And the big weekend release that's out right now is called Bohemian Rhapsody. And it follows the professional rise and the personal fall of Queen's frontman Freddie Mercury as he and his bandmates become huge successes and deal with some personal failures leading into the legendary appearance at Live Aid in 1985. In this movie, you get a nice mix of who Freddie Mercury was, how he became the Queen legend that we remember him as, and all about the people around him that tried to keep him on the right path while some wanted to keep him to himself. It takes you behind the scenes of the creation of some of their classic songs. It is full of live performances, mixing in the dramatic and the comedic.
Galileo Picaro!
How was that?
Higher.
Can you go a bit higher?
If I go any higher, only dogs will hear me.
Try.
Galileo Picaro!
Higher.
Jesus, how many more Galileos do you want?
One more.
Galileo,
again.
Galileo,
go on,
Galileo,
hold the track.
Who even is Galileo?
Galileo, Galileo.
Are we done?
That's it.
He loves you.
Bohemian Rhapsody is glossy, and at times it's a light take on the career of Queen, which is why critics are slamming it as a movie that doesn't exactly know what it wants to say. But the entire movie feels itself like a concert, over the top during the times where they're playing the hits, slowing down and being a little bit more introspective for some of the emotional ballads. The movie struggles come, I think, from the PG-13 rating. Everything about Mercury should probably lead to an R-rated movie, but the filmmakers decided to make this a film more wide-reaching by cutting out some of the drugs and the sex, though not any of the rock and roll. Rami Malek plays Freddie Mercury, and he is guaranteed to earn himself an Oscar nomination. He is simply outstanding. It's not just an impersonation. It's a commanding performance with a relatively strong supporting cast, especially from Ben Hardy as Roger Taylor. It would have been better served if it spent more time on the complexity of Mercury's life, but that's not the intent of the movie. It's supposed to be this photoshopped version of the band. Bohemian Rhapsody is a thoroughly entertaining film that breezes by, even though it lands in at over 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's out now, Bohemian Rhapsody. I highly recommend it. Even if you don't happen to be a Queen fan, I think you're going to enjoy the movie. What film are you going to see this weekend? Send me a text on the Numb Better Tax Resolution hotline. 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770, KTTH, and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Unseating an incumbent can be incredibly difficult, but it gets a little bit easier when you're actually a quality candidate that I think better represents the district. Maya Espinoza is an elementary school music teacher. She's a small business owner. She's the mother of two, and she's running for state representative in the 28th district. That covers parts of Tacoma into University Place and Lakewood, plus Roy, Spanaway, Graham. It's a big district that's very diverse. The Republican candidate joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
So a conservative millennial That's not necessarily the norm. What is it about your experience that can better serve the district?
Well, I think I'm a well-rounded individual, and while I haven't been elected before, I've been working with the state legislature for the last few years, very familiar with the legislative process, but more importantly, the politics and how to navigate the politics in Olympia, in our state capital. I know the people and players down there, and we hear a lot from politicians or aspiring ones that we need to get stuff done. But, you know, the cliche is true in this case. I've actually worked down there. I've helped get things done, champion them across the finish line, champion bills and new legislation that people have been stuck on or just not working hard enough on or working smart on. So I want to bring those unique set of experiences that I've had, you know, as you mentioned, as a teacher, mother, business owner, you know, the list goes on, but then coupling it with the experience in Olympia to get things done in a way that I think the people will be happy with. That's what should be most important.
Well, let's get into some of the issues. Charter schools just got the support from the state Supreme Court. How would you better support the concept and idea of charter schools in the House?
Yeah, it's so sad to me that charter schools are like a dirty word now. Charter schools wouldn't exist if our public schools were doing just fine. And need I remind everyone that charter schools are public schools. They're publicly funded, and they actually receive less funding than public schools, traditional public schools receive. I think they're a fantastic option for parents, but more importantly, I think giving parents options are best. You know, it's not fair that parents that are better off and able to afford for private school tuition are allowed to give their students better opportunities than kids that can't receive it. Charter schools allow parents without having to pay private school tuition to be able to attend an alternative school than the one that's issued to them through the state government and their school district. And I think giving parents that school choice power empowers them to be involved in their parents' or in their child's education, rather. They're invested in it.
Just joining
me. I will fight for school choice and continue to fight for it. It's sad to me that we have to, but that's the state that we're in.
Maya Espinoza is joining me on the line. She's running for state representative in the 28th district, which covers, again, parts of Tacoma, Lakewood, Roy, Graham, Spanaway, University Place. Let's talk about transportation. What would be the ideal plan to easing the traffic around JBLM? Is what's happening right now to fix it? Is that enough?
No, but I think it is a bare minimum. This is something that my opponent actually voted against, which is expanding the lanes there along JBLM. Or essentially, so you mentioned parts of the district, but all of JBLM is included in this district as well. And so as a military kid myself, you've touched on, you know, best representing this district. And I think I espouse that side of it as well. I have two military parents. And I've lived on base, I've lived off base, but I've certainly traveled in between on I-5, you know, where the traffic starts when you're headed to Olympia. The work that's being done right now, they're expanding a few lanes, they're rebuilding a few of the on and off ramps along JBLM. It's not going to be enough, and our director of transportation has already said, you know, that we're never going to solve traffic. Well, that's giving up before we even get started. I think the work that's going on now is long overdue. I think we do a poor job of accounting for the people coming in and out of that road. The way that we calculate this is by employer in the area, yet we don't count JBLM as an employer because it's a federal employer. So all 55,000 people coming in and out of the base, we're not accounting for properly. So I'm not very confident that the roads going in now are going to be enough to fix it. And the base has already threatened to pull back troops if we don't. I think we need to look at transportation futuristically, not digging up railroad tracks, not going retroactively. We need to look at the future of transportation. And, you know, this may not be a popular opinion, but I think we need to enforce the left lane drivers to get out of it. It's for passing. We don't need to be causing accidents. We need to be alleviating traffic. And I joke often that we can reduce a ton of carbon real fast by alleviating traffic.
If you want to learn more about Maya Espinoza's campaign, by the way, MayaEspinoza.com. It's spelled M-A-I-A, Espinoza.com. She's running for state representative in the 28th district. Now, you know, you've pushed back against the idea of identity politics coming from the left, but you've also noted that you would bring diversity to the Republican Party. Do both of those messages square away?
Yeah, it's funny. When I was talking with our friend Dory Monson last week, I mentioned that. I said, you know, it's easy to point at the Republican Party and say, you know, we're not diverse enough. See, we're not inclusive. And that's part of the reason why I'm stepping up to change it. So it's almost like a side piece. You know, it's not the focal point of my campaign. I think it's an added bonus. And so I've seen some of the headlines. You know, I think Crosscut did a similar headline that said, you know, she's running, she's 29, she's Latina, .. and she's Republican, as if it was like a dun dun dun. But if that draws attention to my campaign, that's fantastic. But that shouldn't be the reason why you elect me. The reason why you elect me is because of the position that I would take on issues and the background that I have. I don't think anybody should vote based on identity politics.
Maya Espinoza, she is running for the 28th District State Representative. She's a Republican. I'm a fan of Maya's. I hope you spend some time visiting her website, learning about some of the issues. MayaEspinoza.com. If you haven't already voted, make sure you do it. And if you're in the 28th District, all my friends in Lakewood and Roy and Spanaway, make sure you're voting for Maya as she runs to unseat the Democratic incumbent. That's how we take back control in Olympia. Maya, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Jason, I really appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. 1-800-465-8770 for your text messages on the Numb Better Tax Resolution Hotline. We're back at the bottom of the hour.